This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I'm not going to pretend it's not a party in here. Wait, I'm not pretending that it's not a party. It is a party. It's a party
in here. It's a Friday party.
It's a Friday party.
Yeah, well, asking you to? Why would you?
Because I keep looking in that room and it's completely dark in there. And I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure there's people in there partying, but it's hard to tell.
I had to turn the lights off. It is so darn hot in here, huh?
Yeah. What are you guys, mouth breathers in there or what?
Yeah, steam out the windows.
But you know, they love me, so they're sitting all close
to
me.
Oh, I see. Weird. Nice.
Keep moving the chairs back and they keep moving them up.
Just so happy it's Friday. I'm like, oh. I keep remembering.
Do the contents and then let's talk to them for a second.
Okay. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697. It looks like Jasmine?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can't see because there's no lights on in there.
Yeah.
Intern Jasmine is answering the phones. I just like to be able to see you easy.
Right.
I stare at you all day. Right now, caller 97, 800-400-3697 instantly wins two passes into the fifth annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party. Mm-hmm. It is less than a week away. It's this coming Wednesday. And then you're in the running for the daily grand prize wine country getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Oh my God, it's beautiful. You have to be over 21 to qualify for or win this prize. So if you're under 21, do not call us right now. Today is your last day to win on the air. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Five chances to win, five chances to be qualified for the grand prize. And I don't see yesterday's winner, but I'm sure someone did win.
Yes, they did, Sarah. I don't have that name right
now. That's fine. We'll meet them at the Secret Show next week. Now, on Thursday of next week, less than a week away still, we're doing our show live, the morning show, from 6 to 9 in the morning. We'll be in a big tent in the front yard at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa.
In an effort not to hear echo.
Yes.
We'd like to fill that tent with bodies. So please come out.
Yes.
Hang.
We're going to tempt you with a little coffee and some breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Right. We don't want that.
A comfortable seat.
Right.
You can come and stay as long as you want, even if you just drop by and give us a wave. That's also totally fine. You know, who doesn't want free breakfast? But we are broadcasting the show live. That's open to everyone. You don't have to be 21 for that one. You can bring the kids. It's just a regular Sarah and Vinny morning show. And we would love to see you out there. We absolutely love our yearly visit to Sonoma, to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. It's going to be a freaking party. We'll meet you there.
We have the last winner was Jesse from Vacaville.
Oh, Jesse, can't wait to meet you. Is Jesse a boy or a girl, do you think?
I don't know. J-E-S-S-E.
That's usually a boy.
Yeah, because Jesse would be I-E. If it was a girl, possibly. Yeah. But
who does know
we'll
anymore?
We'll find out. Find out at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission and Spa. So we've been playing with these guys all morning. Denise and Jen. They're so nice. Nice people. Jen brought in this picture. I put it up on my Instagram, the Clarky Clark one. She thinks it's like 1998 or 99.
Scott, I think it's 98.
I think you're still in your 20s.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it's crazy.
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday. It feels like maybe day before yesterday, but really not last week. I mean, Vinny, full head of hair, humongous eyebrows. Never really noticed how big your eyebrows are.
Well, I actually trimmed them back.
Oh, well, that's for the best because they are enormous in that picture. Dark, handsome.
Damn, I didn't even notice that, really?
Yeah, you got to look at his eyebrows. I was like mesmerized by them. I'm like, oh my God, I don't remember him having... eyebrows like that. And then Denise is my new best friend because she brought me lobster rolls. And these guys went and got donuts.
And when you say brought you lobster rolls, she brought them for you.
She brought them for me.
She didn't give them to, here's a bunch of lobster rolls.
She got the right kind of hot dog buns, too. And it's like a freezer pack of lobster and mayo.
She's a kiss ass.
Yeah, she's a toy. I love it. Here, let me bend over. Go ahead. Kiss away.
All right.
Sheesh.
I know a way to Sarah's heart.
Yeah. Well, I'm a two, so, you know, I'm not all on one side. Food is the way. So was this for school you guys bid on us? What happened here?
Yeah, I got it on an auction for my daughter's school in San Ramon, Bollinger Canyon.
Oh, what'd you pay for us? What are we worth to you?
Priceless.
Priceless.
Yeah, but what'd you actually pay?
$10.
I can't say it loud because I didn't tell my husband.
Oh, make up a very low number. Make up a low number and we'll...
It was just a couple thousand.
Oh, right. Sometimes we are worth a couple thousand. Sometimes we're only worth like $10. Like, I think one time we went for $60 and it was so disheartening. $60. All right. I guess this were a good cause.
I'd pay $60 for you any day.
Oh, very sweet. Well, and why did you bring Jen with you? Is this just best friendsies?
We're in a dinner group together, and every time we get together, we talk about the
show.
A dinner group.
Yeah, because she loves it too. So I wanted another big fan to come.
I've been a fan for a long time.
Right. Well, since at least 98. Yeah. She played the game with us. Well, thanks, you guys. It's been really fun having you here this morning. I hope you had fun. And it wasn't, I always feel like when I watch other people at work, I'm bored. But
oh no, we had lots of fun.
Yeah, this is a blast. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice. Let's hear what the rest of our listeners had to say this
morning. Our text number 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Here's a couple. Listening to you here in Michigan. Oh. Discovered your station on the radio.com app. Oh. I enjoy your show because I'm laughing a lot. Makes my 10-hour day go by a little quicker.
There's
Sarah.
Summer, there's a Michigan summer song, too. It's the Kid Rock song.
Oh, Kid Rock. Yeah.
What are we just naming summer songs now?
Yeah, it's the first day of
summer.
We were trying to come up with all kinds of summer songs.
It is now, huh? After
summer,
night.
summer. Oh, yeah, it's officially summer as of right now.
All right.
I'm so excited. I love summer.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, hey, Sarah, that lit match smell also helps the bathroom if someone stinks it up.
Yes, yeah. I always keep matches and a candle for guests who might have fumigated my bathroom.
Vinny, when I was listening to Monday's podcast and you mentioned watching Big with the family, when my daughter was little, two of the first non-cartoon movies we watched together that held her attention and loved were Corina, and What About Bob? Super sweet family movies, but funny too.
What About Bob?
Corina is so good.
What About Bob? That's Bill Murray.
Yeah. I thought it was... Oh, is it?
And Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah, yeah, that's not. That's
Bob
not a kids
is the guy
movie,
who drops
though.
By.
Yeah.
I don't think Corina is either.
What? A
kids movie? Is it?
Well, you know what? Perhaps maybe not good for your daughter because it's about her mom dies. Then Whoopi Goldberg becomes their housekeeper, babysitter, and Whoopi and the little girl have lots of fun together. And so a little part of that is sad, but.
That's a weird...
Well, whatever works. Good. I mean, that's really what's going on there at my house. Whatever's going to work.
Yeah.
But what about Bob's about Bob being...
annoying?
Well, that's right. He like sort of moves in on the family or something.
He follows his therapist to their vacation home.
What am I thinking of? The one where Al Pacino wakes up from... Not Al Pacino. De Niro wakes up from like a coma.
Oh, that's Awakening.
Oh, that's called Awakening.
Is that with Robin Williams? I think it is.
Yeah, like he's the doctor or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, too mixed up.
What about Bob De Niro?
I've always wanted to ask this question. Is Sarah the only one who can hear the hotline?
It rings right in front of me, like a little light goes up in two places. And I do believe I'm the only one actively staring at those places.
I can't see it from here. Then
I look over at the other room to see if the people with the phones in front of them have
the phones behind me.
Yeah. And it's sort of down to the
tucked
side of whom, and so no one sees it. And then I'm like, I just started.
Yeah, we need you to hotline. Tell us.
Hotline's ringing. Someone's trying to get a hold of us. Hopefully not our boss. He never calls us during the show, which I actually really appreciate. Yeah. We've had bosses who called us during the show before. I'm like, really? Really, you're going to yell at me now in the middle of the show?
I can't wait
till after.
Our current boss is currently in New York.
Yeah.
And
hopefully not listening.
Having the time of his life. I mean, every picture he posts, like this, some band in some killer venue.
He's got quite the life.
And he's at some sushi Nobu. I think it's Nobu.
He went to Nobu.
Oh, he's having...
Good for him.
Good times. You're taking me back to my childhood. My dad also listened to Mac Davis. Happy Friday.
Baby, don't get hooked on me.
I dropped my own wallet into a mailbox when mailing some cards.
Oh,
by
accident?
It had my IDs and $200 in it. USPS sent me a notification to come pick it up.
Oh, that's great. It's a look, they have to do it. It's a government agency.
The groom escorts his mother to her seat and then waits for the groomsmen and bridesmaids and then his bride. So the mother that wore the wedding dress was walked down the aisle with her son.
By the groom. That's
prior
weird.
To the bride actually arriving there for the ceremony. Huh. Nuptials? What do you...
The nuptials.
Nuptials.
Nuptials. Nuptials. Nuptials. People hate it when you say nuptials. I didn't even know. I actually would have spelled it with a U. Like Nuptials. Right. Nuptials. But apparently it's nuptials.
You know, we're talking live.
Mm-hmm. And we're not reading most of it.
You know what's funny when you say that? I'll listen to a lot of radio every now and then, and I'll go through different phases, and I can tell when someone has pre-written their break.
Yep. Mm.
And you listen to them and you're like, that person is reading off a page, so they don't get anything wrong.
Mm. Well, when I first started in radio, I would write down, you know, I had plenty of time because I was playing three or four songs in a row. You sit there and I would be like, this is going to be a killer break. I'd just write the whole thing down.
Yeah, I mean, I would certainly write down bullet points.
Yeah.
You know, the things you want to hit. I mean, you only have so much time.
And you don't want to forget.
Yeah.
Because you're all nervous when you get on the air, like, whoa.
Well, and then a lot of people record their breaks. It's just like,
I've done that. I've pre-recorded a break and then roll it. But that was in the reel-to-reel days. Mm. I even got to edit it. You know, you'd sit there with a razor blade and tape. It was unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Like, we used to do that when we first got here.
Yeah.
Like, it has been so much has happened.
Barely. Hold on. Barely did we do that. Because when I got to Philly, you were recording calls a lot. And I was like, we got to go live, you guys. We can't.
No, but I mean, in general, that was the medium that you would record onto. Like,
right.
There was no digital storage.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I remember putting best ofs together in that other studio down there. It was, and you'd get these, like, they called them pancakes of quarter-inch reel-to-reel tape, and you just have to deal with it. Oh, so fast. It's a skill I'll never need again.
Go Sarah with the Starfax. That was amazing.
I think I might have said something wrong, though, as I think back on
it. I'm sure you did. You couldn't possibly have gotten all that right.
I said Alpha Centauri. I think I might have said it was 4 million light years away. It's not. It's like 4 million light. I mean, it's just four light years away. See, I did it again.
Really far.
It's still really, really far.
Yeah.
It would take a light on Earth 4 years to be seen there. And by then, we're in a totally another place in the universe. I mean, the whole thing is...
Thanks, Sarah. Moving. I love this song. And it absolutely is Rick Ocasek singing.
Oh, that one was Rick Ocasek. It's hard for me to tell. I know that he's not even the main singer, but I always picture him singing all the songs. And this came up
because I was
a week or two ago.
A video of a song I was learning, and just went, "Who's this guy? Who's this handsome blonde man?"
He's the dead singer.
It turns out he had cancer. Did you know that?
Yeah. He died. Early 2000s or maybe late 99s or 90s.
Like rough. Oof.
Yeah, it's awful. Rick Ocasek, though, that guy. Pays to be ugly, you know?
Got the hottest chick.
Yeah. Well, pays to be ugly and a rock star.
Right.
Because then you're screwed. But if you're ugly and a rock star, you're like, wow, he's so unusual.
Uh-huh.
You know? You give him points that he wouldn't otherwise have.
Either way, just pays to be a rock star.
Yeah, you know what? That's the bottom line. Is no matter what you look like, be a rock star. It totally works. Girls are like, I never even heard your music, but I heard you're a rock star. You want to hang out or anything? I'm wearing edible panties.
Did I just say that?
Oh my god, was that out loud? Oops, my bra fell off. Oh, what is happening? What kind of party is this?
In my opinion, when we find aliens, it will be a disappointment for most people. It's probably only going to be a bacteria or something like that, but still exciting for scientists.
Oh my god, that will be amazing. Science! Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Oh my god.
The Today Show was so mean to Ann Curry, especially before she left. Well, now they just cut her out of the 25th anniversary.
She's out. She didn't even do anything wrong, poor woman. And it was all Matt Lauer, too. Didn't he hate her? He just thought she stunk. Boy, that guy sucked.
Well, I think that they had... issues as soon as they teamed them up together. Yeah. That's when it went.
He called her bland.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was. He didn't seem like a good guy.
Vinny, you sound all stuffed up. Do you have a cold? Yes, I do.
Actually, I'm going to say this. You don't sound that bad. Like, I know you have a cold and I know you're suffering, but you're holding it together, buddy.
Good.
Good job, Vin.
Good job, Vinny. Oh, my God. Thank goodness you can do this with a cold.
I'm with Vinny. Fall is best. Halloween, warm sweaters, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Fall has its time. Let's not rush summer.
Let's.
No! It's the best. Today's the longest day. Love summer, summer, summer.
All right, that gets us current.
Take a quick break. Come back. Sing bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Go out there and make this first day of summer the very best one you've ever had, party people. Rip it up out
there. I am going to have the best first day of summer I've ever had today.
Throw your whole body into it.
Ah, fantastic. I'm going to set up the slip and slide.
What?
I'm probably not going to do that, but doesn't that sound like a fun summer thing to do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I heard this report about slip and slides that, like, no one should ever use them ever. Like, so many people
dangerous.
Get hurt on sleep, like, paralyzed. Don't do it. I take it all back. They're not fun.
Yeah, you brought it up.
I brought it up. I rescind my invitation for slip and slides to enter our lives. Forget them. They're a thing of summer's past. Just run through a nice sprinkler.
Okay.
You don't have to slip and slide. I mean, it's in the name, for God's sake. You slipped.
SMH.
What's that mean? Oh, shaking my head. That's a good one. Listen,
right.
Vinny would like to rush us through.
Have fun with your sister and your brother.
Don't worry, drinks. I'm
and
coming.
We look forward to hearing all about it on Monday.
I know. I can't wait. Have a good one, you guys. Be safe. Enjoy summer. Yay, summer's here.
Woo! Woo!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.